Hope you had a great weekend. Welcome to Brighttown Broadcast News for Monday, September 29th, 2025. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. I've got a really powerful interview for you coming up with four doctors, A-G-E-S. What's that stand for? AGES is Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. Together, they are AGES, A-G-E-S, and they have a brand new docuseries for us at Brighttown University, which is brightu.com. It begins airing this Saturday, if you want to go there and check it out. It's about the how to detoxify your home. And we go through all the health dangers of your home and, you know, replacement strategies, how to clean up everything from your bedroom to your kitchen to your lighting to your laundry room. Get the toxins out, get the healthy stuff in. It's really great. So that interview is coming up for you here today. I think you'll really enjoy it. In terms of the news, I'm not going to spend a ton of time on news because I've got, I think, a much more important special report for you. It's called Follow These Principles to Be Happier, Healthier, Wiser, Smarter, and More Resilient. I just want to go over these five principles for you because they're principles that you no doubt share because, well, you're listening to this podcast. So you and I share these powerful principles. And I want to remind you today how great these principles are, how well they are working, and why it's important to double down on these principles. You don't want to give in right now to, you know, the government authorities telling you to go take more jabs or have faith in the dollar, you know, anything like that. So you're going to want to stay tuned for this special report. And speaking of the dollar, as I'm recording this, which is close to midnight, gold and silver, my goodness, are continuing to skyrocket. Gold is over $3,800. Of course, this is in foreign market trading. And silver is over $47. And I mean, it's just extraordinary that this is even in the overseas markets. So silver is going to hit $50 probably. I mean, I can't say with certainty, but very likely within the next couple of weeks. I mean, or tomorrow, you know, it could be any moment. Gold is getting very close to $4,000 an ounce. And both gold and silver, from the experts that I'm hearing, and I listened to some interviews with Luke Groman over the weekend as well, plus all the typical, you know, honest money favorites, they're just getting started. They're just getting started. So the dollar is collapsing in real time. We are headed into World War III. That's very clear. A lot of bizarre, like refueling aircraft movement over the weekend. And gold and silver are skyrocketing, and they continue to be the best way to preserve your assets against the collapsing dollar. So anyway, very important financial news. There was also, sadly, there was a church shooting over the weekend that got a lot of attention. This was in Michigan. And it was a 40-year-old man drove into the church and opened fire, and he was shot dead. And apparently he killed at least two people and injured others. This was a veteran guy. We don't know much more. But Trump has put out a statement saying that, you know, he denounces all the attacks on Christians. Of course, he says nothing when Israel bombs Christian churches in Gaza, so he doesn't really mean that. sorry to say. If you're going to denounce violence against Christians, then I think you should consistently have that principle globally. You should denounce all bombing of Christians, including Christian churches in Gaza and Lebanon, etc. But no, that's because Trump does not share the principles that we're going to talk about here, the five really powerful principles that you and I share. Because, you know, when we say something like, hey, you know, killing people is wrong, we follow that as a universal principle. It's not just in the United States, but it's okay in the Middle East to kill people. It's okay. No, we are consistent. And if it's not consistent, then it's not a principle. Does that make sense? If you're not consistent with it, it doesn't qualify as a principle because a principle has to be universally applied by definition, to be a principal. So, yes, I denounce violence against churches in the United States, and this was an LDS church, I believe. Yes, I absolutely denounce violence against, any church, any religion, including Islam, for that matter. I denounce violence. But I denounce it worldwide. And that's why I don't get invited to the White... Well, you know what? I actually was invited to the White House. That's funny. I was invited to the White House it's about a month ago, I guess. And I'm too busy to go. But I'll say I wasn't invited by Trump. Let's just put it that way. I was invited by someone else who maybe hasn't read all my tweets. I don't know. Anyway, let's continue. Let me get to the special report here today, and then today's interview, which you'll find really amazing. And I think you'll find a lot of value in today's episode. So here we go. Welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams. This is about 5 powerful principles to help you be happier, healthier, wealthier, smarter, and more resilient. And I think that if you're listening to this, you may already share these principles. Most likely you do. But it's important that we all have a reminder of the power of these principles. Because sometimes through influence or PSYOP campaigns from the government or the media or whatever, you can slip off of your principles. You can be seduced into a message that might be pro-war or pro-vaccine or whatever. And it's important to be reminded of what the principles are that have helped you achieve the positive results in your life. And so I want to share some things with you here. And I've also published an article on Natural News about this very same topic. And what I'm saying to people, because this article is intended to be read by people who may not necessarily hear this podcast, what I'm saying to them is, hey, you should really follow the principles that I'm teaching, because if you do, your life is going to be so much better in all the things that matter, happiness, health, wealth, intelligence, resilience, self-reliance, dignity, all these things. And I point out a few things that are really important. If you followed my information podcast over the last 5 years, you avoided the COVID bioweapons injections, and so you weren't harmed by those. You probably began to take on some really great health habits, like adding anti-cancer nutrients to your meals or to your smoothies or to your supplements. So you probably have an anti-cancer lifestyle. Maybe you've even cleaned out, the fragrance from your laundry detergent, things like that. So you have an anti-cancer lifestyle, which means your cancer risk, it has plunged, as close to zero as is possible in the modern world. So, and also, your risk of diabetes or Alzheimer's or dementia or other disorders or diseases, heart disease, etc., has also plummeted if you've been following nutritional information, the kind of information that I share. So, and I'm not the only one, obviously, and there are many of us who are holistic, nutrition-oriented people. And if you follow our information, your results are going to improve. Now, on the financial side, I've been recommending stacking gold and silver for many, many years, as you know. And if you've stacked gold and silver, you are a happy camper right now, because your gold is worth $3,800 an ounce, and that's the spot price. So a gold coin, like a 1 ounce gold coin, might be worth $3,900 or $3,950. It just depends on the premiums and the spreads. Your silver is worth $47 an ounce. And if you bought gold backs, you know what those gold backs are worth now? They're over $7 per gold back now. So those have doubled since I started recommending them. So you're doing great in terms of just preserving wealth. And the bottom line is, if you follow what I teach, then you're immune to government psyops. You've freed yourself from the toxic burden of processed foods and toxic fragrances and pharmaceutical poisons. You're more resilient than the average person. You're more sustainable. You have more knowledge. You know how to solve more problems. You're adaptable, in other words. And these are really, really important things that will help you get through the difficult times that are coming. You've become more knowledgeable, more skeptical, and more resilient. These are really important traits because society consists of a lot of tricks, a lot of seductions and scams to trick you into doing things that contradict your own self-interest. And that's why these five principles of health and freedom and abundance are really so critical. And let's just start. Let's go through the list. Principle number one. And this is actually a difficult principle for people. Sometimes it takes a lifetime for people to recognize this one. But many of you are already living this. But here it is. Principle number one. You recognize that all institutions of centralized power, whether it's governments, large corporations, regulators, medical boards, big tech platforms, central banks, etc., all of them are intrinsically corrupt, dishonest, and are working against your best interests. And this understanding will serve you well. Now, you see, we're born into a world where the default in society is to trust the government. They care for you. Yeah, they're trying to help you. Trust the drug companies. Yeah, they're looking for cures. Didn't you know they're looking for cures? Mm-hmm. They're doing all that research to try to cure cancer. No, they're not. They're not trying to cure cancer. Cancer is a racket for the cancer industry. Diabetes is a racket for the diabetes industry. And processed food is a racket for the pharmaceutical industry. And vaccines are a racket for the drug companies for repeat business. And vaccines are a racket for the pediatricians to keep the children coming back sick with symptoms so they can make more money by poisoning children's bodies with unnecessary and toxic vaccines. You see, when you understand that these organizations are working against you, only then do you have the wisdom to navigate the world in a way that leads to your own best outcomes. On the other hand, if you follow what the government wants you to do or what Big Pharma wants you to do or what the media wants you to do, you will lose your money, you'll lose your health, you'll lose your liberty, you will lose your mind eventually. You won't have good outcomes. In other words, you do what they say, your life will get worse. And that's why a lot of people are miserable today, because they have trusted governments, they've trusted corporations, they trusted the science, they trusted Fauci, etc. And things got a lot worse. Those of us who do not trust those systems, our lives keep getting better. You know, health, wealth, abundance, liberty, intelligence, information, knowledge, competence, skills, our lives get better. And, you know, we don't have myocarditis. So the number one thing that you need to do in the world, that's why I put this as principle number one. This is first, is anytime any government tells you to do something, whether it's Trump or Biden, you know, Republicans, Democrats, or your leaders in Canada or Japan or anywhere, the very first response that you should have to that is no. It should be almost a knee-jerk reaction. Whatever they want you to do, no. Uh-uh. Nope. Oh, you want me to sign up for a CBDC? Nope. Nope. Oh, you want me to support your new spending bill? Uh-uh. No. Like, literally whatever they want you to do, say no and support the opposite. When they want you to support war, nope, don't support war. When they want you to believe the latest, you know, shooting psyop, don't believe it. When they want you to be afraid because there's another pandemic, nope. Not going to succumb to your fear. Sorry, nope. Just say no. Rule number one. And again, the same thing is true with corporations, with media, any centralized authority, whether it's the FDA, just say no. CDC, Always say no, and your life will get better. It's actually really simple. So what should you trust if you're not trusting, you know, corrupt government and corrupt fraudulent corporations that are profiting off your sickness and suffering? What should you trust instead? That leads us to principle number two, which is a deep understanding in and faith in natural intelligence. Natural intelligence. So natural intelligence refers to the wisdom of all natural systems from the cosmos, you know, at the cosmic level, to plants and herbs at the Mother Nature level here on Earth, but also including your own immune system, the systems you were born with, having faith in your body's ability to heal itself, having faith in your brain's ability to learn, you know, having faith in systems that are natural, that humanity hasn't corrupted yet, you know, like a forest ecosystem. There's a lot of wisdom in nature. There's wisdom in plants. There's wisdom in herbs. There's wisdom in essential oils. All of these things have a natural intelligence that modern man just flatly does not even understand at this point and cannot mimic either. So am I saying that you should trust like forest weeds more than an MD? That's exactly what I'm saying. Yes, absolutely. There's natural intelligence in the fact that we humans are compatible with the plants in the world around us and the phytochemicals that are in those plants. We are compatible with sunlight. We are compatible with chlorophyll in the plants. You know, we are compatible with the microbiology of healthy soils, etc. We are not compatible with all the synthetic toxic interventions that a typical MD is going to push you onto. Oh, here, have a statin drug. Here, have chemotherapy. Here, take this deadly depopulation jab. You bet I trust the forest more than I trust a doctor. 100%. If I have a health issue, I'm a lot more likely to go take a walk in the forest than go visit a doctor. That's for sure. Because a doctor has got nothing to offer you. I mean, a Western doctor, you know, conventional doctor. Now, there are exceptions, you know, naturopaths and, you know, complementary doctors and various, you know, traditional Chinese medicine practitioners and chiropractic practitioners, etc. That's different. I'm talking about conventional mainstream doctors. They've got nothing to offer me unless I have to go to the emergency room, you know, because there's a spear in my calf or something, you know, because I was playing Indiana Jones and I didn't get away from the natives quickly enough and one of the spears went through my calf. So I need to get that spear removed. Yeah, of course, I'm going to seek out an ER doctor. But for everything else, nope. No, thank you. Have faith in natural intelligence. That means also trusting your intuition, trusting your gut, as they say, trusting your taste. If something tastes horrible, probably don't eat it. And, you know, you can sample taste like a medication if you wish, and you'll find out it tastes horrible. Probably not good for you. There may be a few exceptions to that in, you know, acute emergency situations. But overall, if it tastes awful, that's your body saying, yeah, you don't need that for the most part. All right. So principle number three, this is also one that takes people a long time to embrace, and some people never do. It's a deeply ingrained sense of self-responsibility for determining your life outcomes. In other words, acting like an adult. Now, there are a lot of people of every age that don't want to act like an adult. They want to put the responsibility for their outcomes onto somebody else. Like, doctor, you fix me. Or, you know, Trump, you save me. Or, you know, RFK Jr., you make me healthy. You waiting for Maha to make you healthy? Why? What are you waiting for? You can just be healthy right now. You can just start doing it. You already know, right? I mean, you don't have to wait for somebody else to come along and tell you the right thing to do. You know the right things to do, especially if you're listening to this podcast. You already know them. And you're probably doing many of them, if not all of them. But you know that your outcome in life, whether it's health or your financial situation or the values and morality that you choose to live with, like, this is all up to you. No one else can impose these outcomes on you. And it's not the responsibility of, you know, big pharma to end a pandemic. The people who put their faith in Fauci were fools. People who put their faith in vaccines were fools. And to this day, and the people who put their faith in annual flu shots, they're flu fools. One flu over the cuckoo's nest fools, I think. They're some fools, that's for sure. Vaccine can't make you healthy. Understand that? Chemotherapy can't make you cancer free. And artificial light can never replace natural sunlight. So it's you that's responsible for your health outcomes and everything else. And nobody else will have your self-interest at heart as much as you do. Certainly not any government, not any corporation, not any bank, not any media outlet. I mean, think about it. There are very, very few people, even in alternative media, that ever really talk about values the way I'm talking about them. I mean, I genuinely want you to be healthy, abundant, wise, happy, etc. But even then, your own self-interest is much stronger than my interest in you. See, your self-interest is much stronger. It's up to you. Even interacting with someone who wants you to do well, you're the person who has to determine that for yourself. And it's just shocking to me how rarely we hear anybody talking about this self-responsibility. Instead, we hear, especially in the political realm, we hear now it's Trump and conservatives always talking about how they're going to save you, or they're going to fix things for you. They're going to make gasoline or eggs more affordable. They're going to solve all these problems. You just got to give them more power. Keep voting for them. Let them have more control over your life, and then they'll solve your problems for you. Well, that's a fool's faith right there. The government's got no interest in your outcome, your happiness, or your life savings. If they wanted to help you do better, they would end all income taxes. Think about it. Income taxes are a form of theft, confiscation, keeping a good man down. And a good woman on top of that, too. Taxation is punishment. And they don't need your tax money since they can print all the money they want to spend anyway. So they're taxing you as punishment while simultaneously claiming that they're going to solve all your problems. No, you're not. The best way the government can solve our problems is get the hell out of our lives. Stop taxing us. Stop regulating us. Stop inspecting us. Just Go away. We know how to do things better than you do. And we actually have values. We have morality. We have honesty. We have ethics. Whereas the government does not. No corporation does either. Right. So that's all principle number three, a sense of self-responsibility. Taking ownership over the outcomes that you experience. Principle number four, I've kind of mentioned already. It's all about personal integrity. So this is having a code of morals, values, virtue, however you want to describe it. But if you don't have personal integrity, if you don't stand for something that matters, then I don't think that your results are going to be very positive. I don't think that you can cheat your way to prosperity. Now, someone with low integrity, they could cheat their way to financial numbers, but that's not the same as prosperity, because what good is it having a lot of money that maybe you stole from a bunch of other innocent people if, along with that, you have the self-knowledge that you're a crook? You know, I mean, how do you enjoy your so-called riches if every time you look at yourself in the mirror, you're ashamed of what you've become, right? So you can't get to wealth by stealing from others. You can only get to financial wealth and spiritual wealth by contributing to the world, by being a person of virtue and contributing in a positive way, which means that you need to offer a product or a service or you know, whatever your service of value is to the world. Maybe it's being a pastor. Maybe it's being an influencer. You know, whatever it is. But you need to offer things to the world that help make the world a better place. And then you need to run your own life with a sense of integrity. When you do that, you will find that things really go well for you, that things just flow better, that it's like you have booster rockets. And I've always found that too. It's like I treat people in private the way that I want people to treat me, even when no one's looking. I treat people with dignity. And I have values that you've seen me defend over and over again, even when it's not popular, you know, to say, hey, it's wrong to bomb children in Gaza, right? Not a popular opinion in the United States. But it's the right opinion. It's the right integrity to say that all lives have value and that all human beings are children of God and that all religions have value. And there is wisdom to be learned from every faith and every ethnicity of every type of person all around the world. See, those are the values that I have. And at times, those are not popular at all, especially when right now it's very popular for people to really rage against Muslims or to rage against anybody that doesn't support, Israel's genocide campaign or to rage against those who support Palestine, you know, whatever the case may be. But if you don't have values that are universal, then what do you have at the end of the day? You know, you're a hollow person surrounded by material stuff that you can't take with you anyway. So focus on personal integrity first. Be a person of virtue. Be a person with a consistent moral code. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. And as a side benefit, this will also bring you closer to God, because these are the principles that God has taught us through his various ambassadors over the years, from Moses to Christ and so on. Okay. All right. So that's principle number four. Principle number five. This is the last one here, but this is still very important. It's about constantly learning at any age, but also with an open mind. So successful people are always learning. And by success, I don't mean just material wealth, of course. I mean people who make a positive difference in the world. People who are the innovators. People who are the inspirers, if that's a term. People who empower others. They themselves continue to learn constantly. And this is a habit that I picked up decades ago, and it has really defined my life. And sometimes I have people respond or react to my interviews, and I very often hear people say things like, you know, Mike, how are you able to interview anybody on any subject and yet talk like you're almost an expert in that topic also, as well as every other topic? Like, how do you get to that point where you just know so much stuff that you can interview anybody? And by the way, I appreciate that positive feedback for those who have offered that. Thank you. I'm humbled by that. But the truth is I'm learning every day. I'm not only doing interviews, I'm listening to interviews. I'm constantly listening to other experts. I'm listening to audiobooks. I'm reading material. I'm learning. I'm watching how-to videos on different kinds of things. I've become recently, for example, really, really good at writing AI augmented code to achieve very important tasks that are related to our own AI engine. I mean, in the last 2 years, I've reached expert level in code writing with AI and prompt engineering, data processing, data pipeline, language translation, classification prompts. I mean, you name it. I'm definitely expert level at that stuff. How did I do it? By starting with no knowledge and making a lot of mistakes and jumping in and just doing it and learning and trying to find better ways to do it. You know, I don't have like magical instant knowledge. I have to earn it just like you do. And I earn it through time and sometimes through mistakes. But the result is, if you do that year after year after year, you keep learning. If you're a curious person, you know, you probably love learning anyway. So you just keep on learning. You keep reading, right? And you keep listening. And before long, you actually become more knowledgeable than like 999 out of 1,000 people. And it's actually not that hard to get there, since very few people dedicate any real time to learning, you know, after they leave college or whatever. Very few adults my age in their 50s focus on learning every day. Very few. So just be a constant learner and it will pay huge dividends. Of course, it's also critical to have the neurological support that can allow you to learn. And that comes down to nutrition. So the other half of my secret is that I have very clean blood. I have, you know, neuroprotective nutrients every day in all my smoothies and everything. And my supplements that I take, you know, constantly taking supplements or drinking superfoods or using herbs or whatever. As a result, my brain functions better today than it ever did at any other time in my life. I mean, I can learn more quickly now. And sometimes it actually gets annoying. I've become less and less patient listening to other people try to tell me stuff at a very slow bandwidth. I'm like, oh, God, please get to the point. And so, like, if I'm listening to an interview and if that person's going too slow, it's just like, forget it. I'm done with this. I got to get a faster, you know, faster bandwidth here to get knowledge. This is why I can't sit through college lectures at normal 1x speed. You know, so sometimes I'll plug in and tune in to like an MIT lecture, you know, because they're all free. You know, you can get a whole MIT education for free. You know that, right? You just listen to all the lectures. They're free. And I was actually accepted to MIT because I aced most of the sections of college entrance exams when I took those tests in high school. And MIT wanted me to come to MIT, but I couldn't afford it, so I didn't go there. But I can listen to lectures. And most of the MIT lectures, not all of them, but most of them are too slow at 1x. You know, I got to speed them up. You got to listen like 1.4 or whatever. But when you have a brain that functions really, really well because you've got good nutrition and you're not intoxicating your brain with, you know, pharmaceuticals and antidepressant drugs and recreational drugs and alcohol, et cetera, then your brain actually is going to work really, really well. And you're going to be able to learn more quickly than ever before in your life. True. At any age, remember that your hippocampus continues to generate new brain cells. It's called neurogenesis for a reason. Nerve generation. And so you can learn and you can expand your brain at any time in your life. It just comes down to a choice of what activities and what kind of nutrition you're going to pursue. Do you want a really healthy, clean brain that functions at full human potential level? Or, you know, do you want to numb your brain and, you know, disconnect from the world and wake up with a hangover? I mean, that it's a personal choice. And if you choose to keep learning and you choose to enhance your knowledge and you choose a cleaner lifestyle in terms of your diet and your foods and clean water, you know, et cetera, your brain is going to work miracles because it is. It's a miracle supercomputer. You know that. Your neurology is a holographic supercomputer that outperforms, you know, every supercomputer on the planet. But it's got to have the right fuel and it's got to be free from toxins. Anyway, when you do all these things, then you're going to have a healthy brain. You're going to have healthy perception. You're going to be able to think critically. You'll be immune to government psyops. You'll say no to toxic pharmaceuticals and whatever. You'll say no to the next plandemic psyop or the next false flag psyop or the next war psyop or whatever's coming. And no matter what comes your way, whether it's financial collapse or cyber attacks or, you know, aliens have arrived, you know, cosmic false flag, whatever it is, you're going to do better when you follow these five principles. You're going to do so much better. Like, number one, you're not going to trust anything the government announces. They announce, oh, aliens have arrived and we all have to give up our guns. You're like, no. Just because the Grays walked out on the White House lawn doesn't mean that I got to give you my AR-15. It doesn't work that way. Nope. I don't think the Second Amendment was written by the founding fathers in a way that said, you know, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed unless aliens show up. It doesn't say that. And then kind of restating principle number two, in times of chaos and confusion, instead of turning outward and looking for answers outside yourself, oh, where can I get the answer? When is the government going to save me? When is Fauci going to save me? When is the vaccine going to save me? When is the bank going to give me my money back that they stole in the bail-in? When is blah, blah, blah? When are they going to save me? Instead of all that, turn inward. Turn inward, because the natural intelligence is already within you. The answers are within you, not outside. It's not external. It's internal. I mean, literally. Your immune system knows more than all of the CDC put together. Plus, on top of that, your immune system isn't a demon tattooed furry humper like the CDC officials are, or some of them, or some former CDC officials. The furry humpers got fired, it turns out, at least the ones we know about. They had to show them the door, but it turned out to be a doggy door. Yes. But you get the idea, okay? And the reason I just wanted to reiterate all of this is to help you find your own self-confidence in these principles. And this is what's going to give you strength in what's coming. Because what's coming, I have a sense that something really horrible is coming. Really disruptive, very chaotic. We're going to lose a lot of our freedoms. We're going to lose a lot of assets. We're going to lose the Western banking system probably at some point here. I mean, there are going to be a lot of losses. And I don't want you to suffer through any of that. I want you to be well prepared. And I know that if you follow these principles, you will make it. You'll be fine. I mean, yeah, we're all going to lose something in terms of assets or whatever. You know, whatever money you have in the bank, oh, it's gone, you know, like South Park, and it's gone. But you're not going to lose your soul as long as you don't compromise. You can live and you can die with your values, your morality, and your soul all intact, no matter what material goods you have or used to have or lost along the way. It doesn't matter. So stick to the five principles, and you'll do great. Now, if you want to continue to follow my work, where I espouse these principles consistently, then, of course, you can follow my interviews and podcasts at brighteon.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. I just published 3 articles over the weekend. Sometimes I go a week or two without writing any articles, but I'm thinking that's going to change now. Now that I've got some other things more under control, I'll have more time for article writing. But, you know, you can follow me on brighteon.social. My username there is Health Ranger. Or you can use our AI engine, which is heavily influenced by all of my work over 20 plus years. You can find that engine at brighteon.ai, and it's completely free to use. So check it out. Check out the interviews. Check out the articles. And, oh, yeah, if you want to have healthy, clean foods that are lab tested, then shop at our online store, healthrangerstore.com, because clean food helps heal the world. It does. When you eat cleaner food, then your brain works better and your life gets better. Healthier food makes your life better. It really does. And we do more testing than anybody else in the industry. Almost everything is certified organic. Everything is laboratory tested. And we test for all kinds of things, including heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and for some items, aflatoxins and so on. Atrazine just depends on the item. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for listening. Appreciate you. We'll make it through all this together. Whatever happens, they're not going to take us down. Even if they kill billions of people on Earth, which they may, we're hard to kill. We're very resilient. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care. Okay, hope you enjoyed that special report. Hope you found that inspiring. And thank you for all your support. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the values that you have, that we share. Values of, you know, being a good person and working to do good in the world and being resilient and being decentralized and not giving in to tyrants and authoritarians, etc. These are all really important properties. So thank you for who you are, and thank you for supporting us. All right, now we're about to jump into today's interview with the four doctors, A-G-E-S. Before we do that, I just want to give credit to our sponsor today, the Satellite Phone Store. As you've heard, they have satellite phones. But did you know they also sell Starlink satellite systems? So satellite bandwidth, which is really fantastic. Starlink123.com. And they also sell Faraday bags and solar generators. They've got it all at sat123.com. That's sat, or S-A-T-123.com. I had somebody the other day say, are those Satoshis? Is that a Satoshi? You know what Satoshis are, right? That's the smallest unit of trade of Bitcoin right now. Sometimes they're called sats. So people thought it was like a Bitcoin website. Is it Satoshi123? No, satellite phones. Got nothing to do with Nakamoto. You know what I mean? But Bitcoin's awesome in the sense that it cannot be counterfeited by governments. So if you want to pick up some sats, definitely get some sats. But also get a sat phone so that you can have backup communications when the cell towers go down. Anyway, thank you for supporting our sponsors and for supporting us. All right, enjoy today's interview. And remember that you can sign up for the free docuseries from these four doctors, all about healing your home and, you know, identifying the hidden toxins in your home, all kinds of amazing information. And it matters because that's where you live, right? You're not homeless, I assume, listening to this. You have a home. So you want it to be like the most healing place possible, don't you? Well, that's what we're going to cover in this interview. And you can go sign up at brightyou.com to hear the entire docuseries beginning this Saturday. So check it out and enjoy the interview. What's wrong with what's in people's homes?
Well, there's a lot. Why don't we get away from the toxic, known carcinogenic cleaning agent?
People are falling asleep with their laptops on their lap. They have their cell phone next to them. So they're constantly getting bombarded with radiation.
Important to put your iPhone under your pillow so that you can absorb text messages in your dreams.
They want to be sure to have the cookware be clean and free of harmful chemicals. And it's actually harder than you would imagine.
Making sure everybody knew the truth about Tylenol. Just kidding. That's not what we talk about. Anal sphincter cancer is on an exponential rise in America. Are there any toxic cancer-causing chemicals that are in toilet paper?
They basically convinced you to kill yourself and to poison yourself.
Welcome, everybody. Mike Adams here with Brighteon.com, and we've got just an amazing guest lineup for you right here today. We're going to be talking about a brand new Healing for the Ages, A-G-E-S, which is the acronym of the initials of our four guests today, because they have a brand new course about how to make your home healthy again. We're talking about avoiding exposure to toxins, but also detoxing and a lot of things you can do around your home that strongly affect both your physical and mental health. And joining us here, we have Dr. Brian Artis, we have Dr. Group, Dr. Ely, and Dr. Schmidt. All joining us. Welcome back, doctors. It's great to have you back. It's going to be an amazing conversation.
Thank you so much, Mike. We love talking with you. It's always a joy.
Yeah. We love having you all on. You are four of my favorite people in the whole world. And I just want to say right up front today, as we are recording this, YouTube has now admitted in a document to the GOP that they unfairly censored all of us for years and years over COVID and politics and everything else. And they said they're sorry and they won't do it again. Let's get your take on that first, Dr. Ely. What's your response to that?
Well, seeing as the Energetic Health Institute was the only school in the world deplatformed and literally overnight, I am going to tell them, thank you very much for the apology and we will never be back.
Right. Okay. Dr. Group, what's your take on it? You've been deplatformed for a decade like me. What do you say?
Yeah. You know, I'm used to it. I actually, you know, that's great. You know, the more social media conglomerates that open up to the truth, hey, I'm all for it. You know, we're just here to get our message out to as many people as we possibly can. I don't really care if it's through Facebook, through its Instagram, mm-hmm. through the TV. It doesn't really matter. For us, it's just about how many people can we reach? How many people can we help? How many people can we wake up every single day? So I'm glad to hear that they're opening back up. And that's that's great. I mean, you know, the more people, I mean, I don't even know too many people that even go to YouTube anymore, but I mean, I'm sure there are people out there, but I think the alternative media platforms are just like your platform and everybody else's platform is just skyrocketing now, especially for the people, because that's the only place that they can get the truth. I don't know how many people are going to trust YouTube. I mean, I'll never trust them again. But you know what? Hey, the more channels that open up for people to hear our message, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and YouTube is turning into about 50% AI slop at this point, as AI generated everything. Dr. Schmidt, what's your take?
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me any of it, but we're just going to continue doing what we do. We, for years, have had people try to censor, quiet us in the natural health and healing world. So it doesn't surprise me. I'm happy when people kind of wake up and do the right thing, but I'm still very cautious, right? We walk with discernment and we're just going to continue speaking the truth and doing what we do out of love. And if people want to join us, then come on. And if they don't, then it's not worth our time.
Yeah, exactly. And also, Dr. Artis, before you comment, let me mention, I talked to my attorneys this morning and said, hey, isn't our case now a slam dunk because YouTube just admitted to everything that we alleged in our federal lawsuit that's still pending? What do you say, Brian?
This is shocking news to me. I had no idea that censorship was a thing.
I had no idea. Right.
I had no idea. All I've seen is more and more people finding our messages on every platform on earth, and I never really cared where they were getting it from. But I'm very excited to see that any platform, like Dr. Ed Group said, is stating, yes, we have been a part of censorship efforts. And the truth is, I am so excited about the day and age we live in, the technology that we have today that allows so many people to create new ways to get information to the mainstream masses.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, YouTube actually has had problems for several years now. The largest YouTuber group in the entire history of YouTube, that group actually moved off of YouTube 4 years ago and started their own social media chain because of the horrific actions of their advertising clauses in between their videos. So this has been an issue for a long time with YouTube and other groups, but so excited for you. Mike Adams, Health Ranger, y'all should definitely, you and your legal team, be standing on that document, being prepared to use that in your successful vindication.
We're scrutinizing what did your attorney say, Mike?
They said we should have a call. You know how attorneys are. Let's talk about this after we start the clock.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Billable hours, baby.
No, they're good. They're great guys. I'm just kidding. But, you know, Rumble is taking off in a big way. Brighttown.com is taking off. All of our platforms are taking off. And I do want to say that what all of us here are talking about today is on our Brighttown University platform. So let me just plug that. It's at brightu.com. If you go there now, you can sign up for this brand new series, Healing for the Ages, Make Your Home Healthy Again. It begins streaming free of charge on October 4th, and then it streams for about 8 days or so. There are different episodes each day, free to watch, or alternatively, you can also purchase it and download it and watch it anytime you want. That helps support the Healing for the Ages doctors here, as well as our platform at brightu.com. Okay, let's jump right into the topic. So what do you mean that your home isn't healthy? I thought homes were the healthiest place of all because they're rated high energy efficiency. Aren't they good for us and good for the planet? So Dr. Ely, tell us what's wrong with what's in people's homes right now.
Well, there's a lot. And this is why we would always go out to we would go out to their homes. We want to see what you're living in. Like Dr. Group talks about all the time, you have to clean the internal environment, but you have to clean the external environment as well. So one of the things that we did and people get access to this when they sign up for it. One of the things we did with Make Your Homes Healthy Again is we got into the cleaning agents first and foremost. We said, why don't we get away from the toxic, known carcinogenic cleaning agents in favor of the stuff we've always used? Things like hydrogen peroxide, things like, you know, a little bit of citric acid, some stuff
like
that.
Baking soda, vinegar.
Baking soda, heaven forbid, right? No. It might be a borax, you know what I mean?
Right,
why don't we use some easy, easy stuff that grandma always used?
That's what I use all the time. I don't buy any store-bought cleaners, period, at all.
And why would you, right?
Yeah.
The smart person does what the health ranger does. Okay, so make sure you're doing as Mike Adams does and you're going to be just fine. But one of the things that was really enlightening, Health Ranger, was that, you know, we got into lighting. And one of the things that we were able to piece together, and I have a couple slides. Is it okay if I show them real quick?
Okay. If the screen share works, go for it.
Yeah. Let's just do a quick little thing here. I'm doing a screen share.
I am in a heavy flicker zone right here. This is like a LED environment in my studio. But of course, I always make sure I get outside with sunlight, you know, getting natural light rays. But yeah, okay, we see your screen.
Okay, well, this is one of the presentations of the four that you'll see out there. This is on chemtrails and aluminum, and this ties in what we did last year. Was it last year or earlier this year? I don't remember anymore. On the sweat samples that we tested, with the aluminum and everything, just backing up what Dane Wigington and you had already found. But let me see right here. Let's go here and let's go down. So I'm just going to scoot through this a little bit to get to 12 right here. And this is what we did. We got a spectrometer, a BN320, and we wanted to see, well, what were the color spectra coming off of the sun and outside and everything, chemtrail, non-chemtrail days, stuff like that. And as you can see in the afternoon, you get blue light. That's why the sky is blue. But you also get a lot of this wonderful green light and yellow light. And you start getting to the orange and the red spectra, especially in here.
Love that. You're getting tissue light right there.
Right. So it's awesome. You're getting red light. But what we did was we said, why are they telling us and selling us on getting rid of incandescents in favor of LEDs? Why are they doing that? Why are they trying to tell us that we're going to save money? I've never seen that money being saved on my bill or anything. Why are they telling us that this is for the good of the planet? Well, we figured it out. And what you see here is something very important. We have to remember we always used, Health Ranger, we always used candlelight. We always used firelight at night. We only exposed ourselves to red light at night.
Yeah.
Not until the last 40 years has that changed. And that's with compact fluorescence and now especially with LEDs. LEDs at night, if you've been, Health Ranger, you've been driving down at night and somebody looks like they have their high beams on, but they don't, but it like hurts your eyes anyway.
Totally.
All right. Well, that's a blue spike at night. And that's something that our body is not used to. It's a blue spike and you can see it here. Here's the sunlight on the left. You can see that there's a blue spike right here at night on an LED. And the LED, you get the blue spike, you get some green, which is good. You get a little yellow, that's good. You get a little orange, but you don't get any red at night. And here's the big deal, Health Ranger. Red light at night stimulates the rest and digest nervous system. It reestablishes proper circadian rhythms and great sleep.
Yes.
But when you get a blue spike at night, it stimulates your fight or flight nervous system. It throws off your circadian rhythm and it just gets you wound back up. And that's why we're seeing in everybody all over the world who are bathing themselves in LEDs, that they're having trouble sleeping, they're having trouble dreaming, and that they're feeling pretty agitated at night. It's because they're not able to wind down. What red light only at night helps us do is wind down. So solution, one of the many solutions we give throughout the entire Make Your Home Healthy Again, is it's time, long overdue really, to go back to incandescent bulbs and make sure we're bathing in red light, because incandescent bulbs are the closest thing in terms of the color spectra to a fire or a candle. It's actually now, the perfect thing that Edison invented.
A quick question, Dr. Ely. I think under the new EPA, under Lee Zeldin, didn't they just re-legalize incandescent lights? Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct. Yes.
Okay. So just think about the fact that they outlawed the correct light for many, many years. And they said, we have to do that because of climate change. I mean, it's like a scam within a scam. It's like a scam feedback loop. But that's really critical information, Dr. Ely. So in your home, lighting is critical. And of course, we know that the blue light peak also interferes with many other functions of your metabolism and your cognition, learning, neurological function, et cetera. Let's go to Dr. Ed Group here. What is your focus on what's toxic in the home and what people can do about it?
Well, I focus on the bedroom, you know, because the bedroom, hopefully people are getting 8 hours of sleep every single night. I mean, that's the goal. That's one of the ancient Taoist and ancient secrets to regenerating and repairing the body is getting good sleep. And if you and any of the doctors that are on this call right now have had any single patient that's ever suffered from anything, whether it's migraines or cancer or diabetes, you ask them, are you sleeping good? Are you sleeping 8 hours out a night? and they will always tell you no. I mean, the fact of the matter is, when you're healthy and you're vibrant, you're getting good sleep. And so what is wrong with the common bedroom? What's wrong with the common bedroom is people are falling asleep with their laptops on their lap. They have their cell phone next to them. The lighting is off. They don't have any plants in their bedroom. They're sleeping on a memory foam mattress or some sort of an electronic mattress that goes up and down. So they're constantly getting bombarded with radiation. They're not using organic sheets. They sleep with their pets in the bedroom. I mean, there's been studies done that they're up to 100,000 to 10 million dust mites on people's beds in 4 out of 5 homes in America right now. So basically every single home has dust mites. They feed off your human skin dander, and the pillows that become heavy are full of dust mites as well. So not to mention the fact that the majority of Southern homes might have mold that you might be sleeping and breathing in all night. So to me, the bedroom should be a sacred place. Your whole house should be a sacred place, really. And that's why we talk about how to create a sacred kitchen, a sacred bathroom, a sacred bedroom, and in general, just a sacred house. But the bedroom is extremely important. I mean, that's, to me, is like one of the most important things. You shouldn't have any air fresheners in there.
And
I mean, you can have an aromatherapy diffuser in there. That would work good.
But the toxic fake air fresheners,
Yeah. And really, talking about the feng shui aspect of a healthy bedroom, too. Some people still I've gone into bedrooms and there's like a 20-year-old exercise bike in the corner of the bedroom. And there's mounds of clothes hanging off of it. Or there's some sort of exercise equipment. According to feng shui, you want the air to flow. You want the energy to flow in your bedroom. So cleanliness is very important as well. So we talk about, cleaning the air in your bedroom, cleaning out all the EMFs in your bedroom, creating a sacred mattress, pillows, organic, increasing the vibration, installing your grounding sheets on your bed, which are extremely important. We talk about the lighting in your bedroom. We talk about the air purification in your bedroom. You want to be breathing clean air while you sleep at night too. And you can do that with plants and an air purification system in there.
And isn't it also important to put your iPhone under your pillow so that you can absorb text messages in your dreams? Is that, good.
There was a doctor I talked to a long time ago that linked sudden infant death syndrome to these memory foam mattresses in the cribs that the babies were sleeping on. And there have been studies that show that you can breathe in 10 to 100 times the levels of VOCs and fire retardant, especially bromine, by sleeping on these things. So
I want to say that I completely agree with you. One time over 10 years ago, I tried a memory foam mattress. I purchased one. The next day in the gym, I nearly passed out. It had messed with something in my blood chemistry. I returned the mattress. It was so toxic. And since then, I've been sleeping on 100% natural latex foam mattresses, latex from trees, covered with an organic cotton cover, with all the grounding technology as well. So I'm a big fan of latex foam, which is way better than so-called memory foam.
Yeah. And then we also touch on some of the other things that make a sacred bedroom. Like, you should sleep naked. You should have the temperature. The best temperature is 65 degrees Fahrenheit, which is really cold, actually. That's been shown in studies to be the best temperature for sleep. And then also how to connect the feminine, if you are in a relationship, how to connect the feminine and the masculine energies in the bedroom too, and create a very highly advanced spiritual and really a very highly advanced spiritual energy field of, in the ancient days, they called sacred lovemaking. It wasn't around sex per se. It was the way they defined it was that you were actually creating the frequency of love. So love making was the term, which was you're making the frequency of love. And when you make the frequency and vibration of love, which has to do with blending the feminine and the masculine together, you can't do it with two guys or two girls. It doesn't work. It's the opposite polarity of the magnet. But when you do that, you create something very special. And then that also goes into, some different types of techniques and semen retention for the male to work on the immortality and the health. You can do that while you sleep, and you can do that in the mornings with your partner. And it's incredibly powerful for healing and balancing the body, the mind, and the soul.
Yeah, and a lot of this sounds familiar in traditional Chinese medicine. You know, the talk about supporting the vitality and the qi through mindful sexual practices. So, but I'm really glad you mentioned all of that about the bedroom. And of course, it's kind of implied, you know, Wi-Fi and any kind of electro pollution needs to be minimized. Don't run Wi-Fi in your house all day or all night. Let's go to Dr. Schmidt. So we just heard about the bedroom practices. What's your focus in this docuseries?
My focus in this series is the kitchen. So I don't know about you all, but the kitchen is where we spend the most time overall as a family. And it's also where we not just store, but prepare the food or fuel for our bodies. And I feel like if people are taking the time to choose or even grow these wonderful organic foods and prepare them for their good health and, you know, with all this love to prepare for their families, they want to be sure to have the cookware be clean and free of harmful chemicals. And it's actually harder than you would imagine. You can't just go and pick, you know, any cookware off the shelf. It's challenging because of the chemicals that are on the cookware. So very common is nonstick, and people may have heard this, and it's made with really, really risky substances that you don't want in your body. And you may hear Teflon. You may have heard that, and there was a very big lawsuit in West Virginia over a Teflon DuPont plants dumping all these chemicals. And it kind of came out at that moment how bad Teflon actually is. But it was very difficult to uncover because they were government protected, right? They didn't have the people didn't have the knowledge that they needed to know to avoid those. But this is the type of thing we're bringing that knowledge for people to avoid things that could be harmful to them.
And have you I'm sorry to interrupt, but have you gone down that rabbit trail with Ed Group? Because Ed knows everything about DuPont.
We have all just chatted about these types of things, but I probably haven't gone down the rabbit trail far enough. So, all right, Dr. Group, that's on our list.
we'll circle back to that. But yeah, the kitchen is absolutely critical. And of course, it's not just about what you're eating. It's also about the space. It's about not having a moldy cutting board. You know, it's about having clean water in all your recipes, all of that and so much more. And I want to remind people that all this knowledge and a lot more is condensed and presented in the upcoming course. It's called Healing for the Ages, Make Your Home Healthy Again. You can register to watch it for free at brightu.com. That's the word bright followed by the letter U. And that begins October 4th. And that streams one episode each day featuring these four doctors. Now, Dr. Artis, no one has mentioned the laundry room yet. That's my pet peeve is the laundry room because of people's fabric softeners and toxic detergents. But what is your issue with the toxic home that can be made healthy again? Where's your focus?
Yeah, well, great pointing out the laundry room. That's actually a part of Dr. Henry Ely's presentation was all the cleaning and the lights. So that was his presentation. He went into the laundry room. My favorite and what I went through was all the toxins you find in your bathroom.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I took the bathroom. And the number one thing was making sure everybody knew the truth about Tylenol. Just kidding. That's not what we talk about. Y'all want to go study Tylenol? Go turn on your mainstream media and social media platforms. You can read all about Tylenol. All right. I didn't talk anything about Tylenol. What I was shocked by, something I learned during building this presentation, which was extremely thorough, was a couple things I'd never heard, never looked into, because I've just not ever had a reference to go look. But did you know that anal sphincter cancer is on an exponential rise in America, Health Ranger?
I did not prompt my AI engine for that statistic lately. No.
I had no idea.
So
I had to go look up, well, what could possibly be going on the anuses of people in America leading to increased anal sphincter cancer diagnosis? And I was shocked. Did you know the incredible University of Florida, that has blessed the world with Gatorade, did a study in the last 3 years looking at all 21 name brand toilet papers, literally, and they dissolved them down in chemicals and wanted to know, are there any toxic cancer-causing chemicals that are in toilet paper? Did you know that of the 21 name brands of all brands of toilet paper commonly found in the United States, all of them, all 21 brands, name brands, national known brands have a combined six total, all of them on average, six cancer-causing chemicals called PFAS. PFAs.
Or so, PFASS, actually, as it turns out.
Exactly correct. That's going to be on a bumper sticker. I like that. PFASS. the next thing I was shocked by, and then I made sure the audiences knew, what are options for you that don't have these chemicals in them? So I took audiences through what are some name brands, even at Target and other ones, that are made of bamboo that don't have any of these PFA chemicals known to cause cancer and are published carcinogens, how to get them out. That's not the only thing. Mike, did you know that 22%, one out of every four cosmetics found in your medicine cabinet, in your bathroom, actually contain what is called chemicals that combine in the human body when applied cosmetically? They turn into something called 1-4-dioxane. And do you know what that is? Do you know that's a ingredient inside of Agent Orange that has created multi-generational birth defects and infertility? And it's in one in four every cosmetic in America of 25,000 cosmetics that have been evaluated. You might want to know what those ingredients are. It's in the presentation. And amidst my shock, I just have to say this. Many cosmetics you find in most people's bathrooms contain chemicals that are found on a list. And I didn't even know this list existed. Never even heard this term before, Mike. We should do an entire show with the Health Ranger on this one topic that G. Edward Griffin was shocked by when he saw it at our virtual solution summit, asked me to come to his Red Pill Expo to do the whole presentation on this one word. And that word was obesogens.
Yep.
And he had never heard it. I had never heard it until I presented the presentation. Do you know that polysorbate 80 is a published obesogen, meaning it makes a human being fat and makes it impossible for them to lose that fat?
Oh, and that's in so many personal care product formulations. And let me plug this too, because it's free for people. But if you use our AI engine at brighteon.ai, it's trained on every toxin of every ingredient in every food, every product, every medication, and every personal care product. You can go to brighteon.ai completely free of charge right here. You can type your question in here. You know, tell me about the harms of this ingredient, or tell me, is this ingredient safe or is it dangerous? And I strongly encourage you to do that, because it will help you in so many ways. People, the average American, I believe, covers themselves with at least 100 different toxic chemicals before they even leave the house in the morning. And it tends to be even higher for women, because they tend to use more cosmetics, tend to use more fragrances, perfumes, et cetera, compared to men. But even men will slather themselves with deodorants and shampoos. And you know, skin lotions and sunscreen and all kinds of garbage that is incredibly, incredibly toxic. So I'm really glad you mentioned the bathroom, Dr. Artis. So what, aside from what all four of you have just mentioned, what other areas are also covered in your online course here, the Make Your Home Healthy Again? Dr. Ely, you wanna answer that?
Absolutely. The thing that is that we think is most important for everybody to get are the key rooms. So we focus on, Dr. Jana Schmidt focuses on the kitchen, Dr. Artis focuses on the bathroom. These are two crazy places where what's going in and what's going on in your body are going to be so essential. And then Dr. Root focuses on the bedroom, because that's going to be where your sacred temple is every night for your body to restore itself. And what I come in, Health Ranger, and I do is I focus on the lighting all over the house. That's really the thrust of it. But also how to swap the things that you may have already bought or been buying to clean your clothes, to you know, make them smell better, to clean your bathroom and all these other things. How to swap that out for things that are truly non-toxic and way less expensive as well, not only for the product itself, but the long-term effect of all of it. So it's about cleaning that external environment, getting all of these chemicals out of your home, getting all this stuff that is actually you're paying to kill yourself with, get them out of your home so that you can now have the healthy external environment. And now this fall in October, we can begin working as we've been doing for the last several years on cleaning that internal environment as well.
Absolutely. Well said. And let me ask Dr. Group about the garage, because we haven't spoken about the garage, but in people's garages, it is a toxic brew of lawn pesticides, herbicides, solvents like WD-40 and whatever else. And it's like, some people want their garage to be as toxic as possible so they can set up a weight bench in there and bench press and breathe in all the toxins. And I'm like, what on earth are you doing with all this garbage? You don't need any of this stuff. Why is it that people run around and collect all these toxins from retail stores?
Well, because they're not educated. I mean, I think the general philosophy of what we're trying to teach people is, if you look at a lot of the other doctors out there and a lot of the other teachers and speakers out there, or if you go to any of the seminars, they're really just saying the same thing, and they're focused on symptomology. That's how we were taught as doctors. Whether you're a natural doctor or a chiropractor or whatever, when you're in school, you're taught symptomology. It's the same as big pharma. You walk outside and then there's standard process and metagenics and biotics and everybody in the hallway, and they're saying, hey, you know, we'll teach you how to diagnose and prescribe our natural products versus allopathic products. And it's like, here, you don't need to do anything. Just take this big book. If your patient walks in with a headache, turn to page 26. They can have, you prescribe them these 20 natural products. What we got to get out of that mindset of symptomology, and what we're talking about here is, we know that every single negative condition, every single disease, Mike, is caused by a toxic internal environment and a toxic external environment. The external environment is where you live, where you work, all of the things that you're exposed to, the people you're hanging out with, anything in your external environment that's going to lower your vibrational frequency or your energy and do you harm. And that comes into the garage and the house. And so what we're trying to teach people is, now is the time to take responsibility for your own health. And this is through the things that God has given you to be able to reactivate your body's own God-given self-healing mechanism.
Yes.
And it starts with eliminating these things. You know, it starts by eliminating the toxins that you've been fed. They basically convinced you to kill yourself and to poison yourself.
Totally.
Because these are all poisons.
And it's incredibly expensive to purchase all of those brand name products that are just full of toxins. It's like Dr. Ely said, you know, like if you were to look in my home, you wouldn't see brand name anything except my own brand, honestly. I mean, like that, or definitely from, you know, Global Healing Center, we've got your products and, you know, the spike protein defense and things like that. But I mean, you're not going to see anything from Procter & Gamble. You're not going to see anything from those major companies. And I use, you know, D-limonene for degreasing. I use baking soda. I use borax in doing laundry, et cetera. And one of the things that, and Dr. Schmidt, I want to ask you to think about an example of where people can replace a toxic thing with a natural thing. And I'll start out and mention that, you know, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I've got, you know, guns and rifles and pistols and whatever. And what I found years ago is that you don't need any toxic cleaners. You don't need all these crazy solvents that all these gun owners buy. It's just the most horrible toxic stuff. They don't even wear latex gloves. They're like pouring cancer-causing solvents on their guns and wiping it with their hands. I'm like, you know what you need? It's called coconut oil. Coconut oil is the number one firearms cleaner and solvent and lubricant also. So you just take coconut oil. You could fix a squeaky hinge on a door. You could put it on your skin because your skin's rough, or you could clean a rifle with it, you know, like, and it's cheap for that. But Dr. Schmidt, what's another example that you would like to mention?
Well, I love all these simple solutions, like instead of Windex, we're going to use vinegar and water, or instead of plastic wraps or foil to cover your food, like beeswax wraps that are actually microbial, antimicrobial, and breathable and reusable. So that there's so many simple ways. And when you start using them, you start to feel the difference. And when these basic principles are in place, you feel it. Our bodies are designed to heal. We just need to give them the opportunity to heal. Removing these toxic things in our lives and putting healthy, natural things makes all the difference.
Yeah, 100%. And if you want to jump in at any time and just mention some simple things, please do so. And Dr. Artis, now when it comes to a healthy home, people also need to realize what they're allowing into their home. You know, we've mentioned people and relationships. That's really important. But also, there's all the messaging. Like, have you ever been to someone's home where they turn on the TV all the time as a background noise? They just have a TV going, which is I can't even imagine that. But Dr. Artis, how do we also control the environment of sound, music, information, sort of the background ecosystem of what's in our home?
Yeah, great question, actually. So the people you bring into your home, they have voices, they have values, they have energies, they have sadness, depression, excitement. They've got different personalities, and they provide either bring you up, bring you down. You've heard people either light up the room, or it's like a Eeyore walking in the room, right? There's a dark cloud around that person, right? The people you surround yourself with have a physical impact on you, and you've all felt it. You know, when someone brings you down and lowers your vibration, you know, people that elevate you and bring you up and bring laughter to your world. This is really, we make fun of everything. I make fun of everything on earth. I start off here in this interview making fun of Tylenol. Right. I'll make fun of Tylenol all day long. This is really funny. No one's talked about this for 30 years, and yet this is what you're going to blame autism on? That's quite funny. That's funny. And anybody fall for that is funny. Just like a bat coughing in China made the whole world sick. That's funny. If you fell for that. All right. So people in your lives are very important. And I want everybody to listen to me. I said this from the very beginning with COVID-19, when hosts on every platform, mainstream included, would go, Dr. Artis, how do we end the fear, anxiety, and panic around the pandemic? How do we end it? And I'd go, it's real simple, actually. This is 5 years ago. I'd go like this, just turn off your television and don't turn on social media. And the whole pandemic disappears. The only way they control you is if you're tuning in to their programming, to their fear-mongering, and to their propaganda. So if you turn it off, could you imagine everybody having to have like the military come to your house and knock on your door and go, hey, why aren't you wearing a mask? Why aren't you vaccinated? I don't have record of you getting vaccines. And you're looking at them going like this, wait, why are you wearing a mask on your face? Take that off. You're outside. It would be totally foreign to you. You wouldn't even know anything existed. I cannot stand newscasts on people's homes all day long. Just so you know, I have family members that have done this. I never would spend more than 5 minutes in their home, and they always had Fox News on, CNN on all day long, even my own family members. And they'd go, hey, Brian, do you want to sit down and visit with me? Nope. I'm out. See ya. 5 minutes is enough. I'm gone. It's depressing. It's depressing. Why would you want to surround yourself with depressing news all day long? Turn it off. If your life sucks, don't be watching other people's lives suck all day. Turn it off. All right. So that's number one. Number two. Sound is important in things you listen to. We talk about Savaggio tomes. We talk about the vibrations of the earth and how you set your hertz for your music. Dr. Ed Group's done a great job even producing some of that stuff. And we talk about that being in your home. I enjoy sports sometimes, nowhere near what I used to. Do you know I watch most of my sports on mute?
Well,
and everybody laughs. Okay. They're all like, what are you watching? And I'm like, oh, I just like watching the competition, but I don't want to hear any of the crap. I don't want to hear the commercials. I don't want to hear the commentators. It's all just weird to me. I'd just rather watch it. I don't want to have to listen to it. So bringing that down. Now, one thing before we end this, I just have to say, Health Ranger, is glyphosate healthy or not healthy in your opinion?
Well, it's healthy for the profits of Bayer. We'll say it. We'll put it that way.
So, there we go. That's healthy for Bayer. Number two, I just need to make a point about glyphosate, something I'd never known that I presented and showed the world that blew everybody away. I have read books on glyphosate. I've read Stephanie Seneff's work, Toxic Legacy, which is great. Never is there a reference about what I'm about to tell you. Mike, you've done incredible work, been threatened by Monsanto and others for years, which is why you have all those coconut oil lathered guns. All right, so that's one of the reasons. All right, so I know you've got them, but I want to make sure you knew this.
Every time I pull the trigger, it smells like a coconut grill.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just want you to know, you need to make this a part of your Enoch AI generated platform. You need to link this. Did you know that glyphosate is published? And I quote, glyphosate promotes transgenerational inherited obesity.
Yeah, I've heard that.
From the first person that consumes foods that have glyphosate in it, that person who only consumes it or is exposed to it will now have transgenerational, multi-generational children who will be obese, and there's nothing they can do about it simply because of glyphosate. It is a published obesogen. So when you hear obesity is genetic, no, it isn't. They're actually poisoning you to cause you to have generational children that would look like they're inheriting obesity. No, they're not. They have been programmed, engineered to produce more adipose tissue, fat tissue, without the ability to lose it, and that is what obesogens are.
So this gets into, I mean, really important point, Brian. Thank you for bringing that up. The epigenetic effects of the things we're talking about here. And as our audience knows, I believe there is a concerted effort of human extermination and depopulation underway. And I would like to mention, Dr. Ely, and then you can take this, but I'd like to mention how all the positive things that you can do in your home are all vibrational. So you started with talking about light, and then we talked about sound and music with Dr. Artis, but also, you know, Dr. Grube talked about essential oils. And essential oils, you know how the sense of smell works. It's vibrational. Your neurons pick up the actual harmonic vibrations of molecules, and then your brain interprets that into a specific smell. So we're really talking about how do you create the proper vibrational healing ecosystem? Mm-hmm. And Dr. Grube also, you know, talking about in the bedroom and why sleep and the, you know, the sacred approach to sleep and sexuality is so important. So Dr. Ely, why is it that people don't see the importance of their vibrational health in all these different spectra?
That's such a great observation and point, Mike. And really what it comes down to is people have never felt what health really is. The ones that don't see it, they just don't know what it is to begin with. They've never had that experience of it. So what's so interesting, and it's one of my favorite sayings, where there's space, there's movement. Where there's movement, there's energy. And where there's energy, disease cannot exist. So what you start doing as a student, as you start listening to what we are all saying, all five of us are saying, and you pick one thing to make that change in your home, and you've now increased or improved the vibration, the frequency in your home. So maybe that first thing is, I'm going to go get some plants. Well, plants are going to give you a lot of oxygen. They're going to make you happier. Every time we look at something green, it stimulates a specific neurons in our brain that bring in happiness. Then we go into, I'm going to go and get some jasmine or some really sweet organic scents that I can burn or even just put on my body. And now you've brought it up another level. I'm going to get an air purifier. You brought it up another level. I'm going to get a grounding system. You brought it up another level. I'm going to get the right toilet paper. You brought it up another level. I'm going to get the right cookware. You brought it up another level. And it might feel overwhelming at first when you first look at it, like, wow, I didn't realize how low vibration my home was. Of course, my home being low vibration is only supporting disease. But you make that choice to have the greatest energy always prevail, and you just go in and one thing at a time, up-level yourself. What you'll look back on in about a year, Mike, is you'll look back in your home, you'll be like, I used to not enjoy coming into my home. And then you'll find that at the end of the year, because you've made all these little changes, these little improvements, the frequency, the vibration of your home has gone up. You're like, yeah. I love being here now. And I now go over to other people's homes and I'm like, I don't know if I want to be here all too long. That's how it works. And that's totally. When you know you created that wonderful external environment.
Well, yeah, thank you for that description. That's really well stated. And Dr. Grube, talk to us about humming, the practice of humming, because humming is sound generation. You can bring that vibration yourself. You were born with the ability to do that. I mean, you talked about sexual practices, the Kama Sutra, and so on. But also, there are very simple things that you can do yourself, such as humming. Like, you know, when I almost cut off my index finger accidentally on my farm, I used humming. I used also tuning forks. I used vibrational medicine to have an almost 100% healing effect. But Dr. Grube, talk to us about humming and other things that you can just generate yourself because you're a conscious being. You're a child of the creator. Talk to us about that.
Well, the fact of the matter is, I mean, if you really study the ancient healing methodologies, music was very powerful in humming and different saying different types of words. This is why you never hear me say a cuss word because of the negative energy in curse words. And if you say loving and beautiful things and you do it with a smile, this was an ancient practice that they used. I've talked to so many different grandmasters and read and asked them, if you were to pick one thing out of the Taoist healing methodology, what would it be? And it always comes back to simplicity. Like someone would say, when you get to the point of the, you know, they would always talk like, you know, you're always a white belt when you start off in your healing journey, and you have to go through years of meditation, and you have to go through years of detoxification of the body, the mind, and the soul, and disassociate yourself, not really with humanity, but with the delusional, you know, situation that we live in. And, you know, they would all say, like, basically silence is one of the most powerful things you can do. And with silence, it comes with humming. And that's also with the words that you speak, you know, being careful with the words that you speak, that you do. And right now, especially, Mike, I mean, in the last 30 years of studying natural medicine and bringing messages to the general public, there's never been a more critical time than what we're in right now. And the reason I say that is because the transhumanism agenda, if you just look at what the cabal, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, when Big Pharma changed to biotech in 2018, roughly, the whole mission is to create a synthetic world. And they've already created synthetic agriculture. They've already created synthetic money. They've already created synthetic fuels. They've already created synthetic animals. They're, you know, the last stage, quote by them, is we want to transform the human race from a carbon-based life form to a silica-based life form. Right. How are they doing that? They're doing that with energy and vibration, harmful energy and vibration and sound, right? Like, if you look at the ancient healing methods of playing the flute, playing the violin, you know, how music was even developed, Mozart, Beethoven, Sofagio tones based off of frequencies, all that was changed over the years to take harmonizing frequencies and change them into deharmonizing frequencies and vibrations. And this is what the future is all about, controlling your vibrations. They've already got people connected through the M-band network, the medical body area network, the W-band network, the wide body area network. And this is why even in the ancient days, your largest organ was always considered your aura or your biofield. And this is why it's so, so, so important for everybody right now to start taking responsibility for your own health, learning how to enhance your vibrations, your energy, which you can do through meditation, you can do through prayer, you can do through sleep, you can do through urine therapy, you can do through all of the things we teach, grounding, hugging a tree, releasing your stress, saying positive words, you practicing the inner smile, smiling into your organs. So many different things were given to us to raise our vibrational frequencies.
Yeah,
and people are at the point, you're going to have to make a choice right now. You're either going to be a transhuman, which is half cyborg. The whole population on the planet right now is at least 10% cyborg.
Yeah, imagine what it does to your aura when you start having all the wearables and you start having all the embedded systems. I mean, your aura is going to be totally wrecked by that. But there are people that just crave that. They want the power that comes from the transhumanist movement. Like, I use AI to write code, and it's incredibly good. I can do now in one afternoon what used to take a human engineer 3 to 4 months. No kidding. But I would never put that in my brain. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to write the code, and then I'm going to go out in the sunlight with my dogs and my goats, and I'm going to lift kettlebells in the forest. You know, I want to get away from the keyboard as quickly as possible. But yeah, thank you for that, Ed. Really good. Dr. Schmidt, my question to you is that we don't have a rating for homes being free of toxins. We have ratings in the construction industry for homes being using the least amount of energy out of climate concerns. But in doing that, they seal them up so they have no air exchange with the outside air. So they become more toxic even as they have a higher rating. Why is that the case? And why is there no emphasis whatsoever on the cleanliness of a home? Because the most toxic home is often the newest home, because that's when everything is off-gassing and people move in. They're like, yeah, it's got that new house smell. Yeah, you mean that cancer-causing smell? Yeah, right. It's got that. You should air that thing out. And by the way, before you answer, Ed, I do use profanity sometimes, but I practice profanity conservation. I save it up for the really important cases. But go ahead, Dr. Schmidt.
Thank you for saying that, Health Ranger, because I'm not where Ed is either. And I like my profanity. I'm going to keep using it.
I use it tactically. It's like a tactical nuke where appropriate. But yeah, go ahead, Dr. Schmidt.
I think it's like everything out there is what's being promoted to us that's generated, being made, these products for money and control. and not for our health. So this is where we have to make ourselves healthy again and get the knowledge ourselves, not rely on someone else like, oh, this is going to be great for your new home, or these floors are less expensive, but they look great. You know, instead of hardwood, they're getting these plastic floors that look like hardwood. We need to go back to what is God made and go far, far, far away from what is man-made. So that's just really boiling it down so simply. Sadly, a lot of people can't see that. Their minds are cluttered. The world is cluttered. There's so much coming in the ears. Like Dr. Arta said, just turn off the TV, turn off the mess. And I feel like if you can get someone just to take a step or two in the right direction, ground at night, just try it. Can't hurt you, right? Or detoxify your pineal gland. Something so simple like that, the awareness and the open to their hearts to what's real and what's true will start to happen, and you'll get them on the right path. But until they take that one step, until someone can convince them, hey, we need to do this detox together, I feel like they're going to be weighted down by the pharmaceutical drugs, by the social media, by the products and the bombardment of the commercials. But I really feel strongly about the detoxifying the body constantly. I've seen so many people do detoxes for the pineal gland and suddenly become incredibly aware of what's going on. I mean, the pineal gland is that it can not just interfere with our endocrine system and the melatonin and things like that, but our spiritual connection and our sense of purpose.
Yes.
If it's not clean and clear and free of toxins, then it can dampen a person's emotions, sense of purpose, awareness, empathy. There's so much that goes into that pineal gland. So I feel like that is one really good step that someone can take to become more aware of what's going on.
That's really critical to understand that these toxins, it's not just about your physical health.
Right.
It actually disrupts your ability to connect with your higher self or to connect with the divine, right?
Absolutely.
So that's what this is. So this is a vibrational blockade through toxic chemicals, which themselves are based on vibrational matter, because all matter is energy, etc. So these are, I mean, if you want to call it God versus Satan, you could say that the pesticides and herbicides, they're all death molecules. They're all satanic anti-life molecules. And that's why they interfere with your life as well. And yet people have been convinced that they're so convenient that they have to slather themselves with all these toxic chemicals. I've been in people's homes that are so saturated with laundry detergent smells and fabric softener smells from the dryer sheets, I could not stay inside the living room for more than a minute. I'm sorry, I have to leave. Your entire home is saturated with toxins. You can't smell them because you've burned out your entire olfactory sensory system. And I'm sorry if that sounds arrogant and insulting, but have a great day. Goodbye. So that's the way I deal with that. Dr. Artis, you get the final word because we're almost out of time. I don't win friends sometimes, at least then I don't have heavy laundry detergent people hanging around me as friends, which is a big bonus, actually. You know, be a truther and filter your friends out. Get the toxic ones, send them back home.
Amen. I remember inviting you, Mike Adams. I was backstage here in Dallas. I was like, hey, you need to come hang out at our house. Come hang out with us. Come over. And you were like, what kind of detergent do you use?
That's exactly what I said. Yeah.
I usually only bring my own pillow. And I'm like standing behind the stage. And I was like, Mike, get your rear end over to our house. We've been making these adjustments. And he was like, no, you don't know me. He has been a black belt in this cleansing his external environment. He's already gone from white belt, yellow belt, as Dr. Ed Group came up with a few weeks ago. I was like, this is brilliant. Mike Adams has done a great job of systematically improving his life's function in his body by removing toxins from within and external. And his body becomes super sensitive and aware to anything changing in that environment that he puts himself in. And he has a very high level of respect for the organism God gave him, which is his body, his human body. So all of us, we have levels and degrees of learning. I think the majority of people have been waking up in the last 5 years to the tyranny of medicine and the pharmaceutical industry and the lies at which the same groups which produce your cleaners, your toxic ingredients, your actual chemicals in your furniture as fire retardants, they're the same chemical companies providing chemicals for drugs and pharmaceuticals. So they all overlap. We're talking about polysorbate 80 in our cosmetics. I mentioned earlier, do you know how many vaccines in children they inject kids with polysorbate 80 right into their bloodstream, which is a known obesogen. And you're going to talk about McDonald's and Burger King are the plight for the obesity pandemic in American children? No, you're injecting an obesogen you know is published to do that. So all of you, we're not challenging you to change your entire life overnight. None of us did. No. We've had to learn, except for Jana. Jana was born in the woods, so her life's always been amazing. That's and clean awesome. And pure. But we were not, and we've all had to systematically learn how to improve our own psychological experience, mental every day, how to live in this world of craziness and illusions and propaganda, how to weed ourselves through that to keep our children healthy, our homes healthy, and those things we've done systematically one lesson after another has created homes for each of us where we have children, spouses, animals that are not reliant on drugs to manage their symptoms and their suffering. So as we've systematically improved our own homes, our entire living experience has expanded. And I'm not talking just physical, so has our spiritual. As my home has become cleaner, my spiritual awareness opening has just been shaken wide open.
Totally.
And everybody knows my story. I came from a very closed Mormon cult-like environment growing up. My whole life is transformed as I've cleaned this internal and external environment. It's been amazing to watch what life has brought me. And me and Dr. Ed Group, I call him all the time. And I'm like, hey, man, something's coming up for me. Do you already know this? And he's like, oh, yeah, I already learned that years ago. Okay, great. You're on a path. Great. You need to go read this. You need to go read this. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm becoming more enlightened or more aware as I open my mind to things that were closed off or never presented to me. And, man, life is incredible, and it can be for you. You do not have to be sabotaged or a slave to your depression, your anxiety, your physical suffering. There's ways out, and that is why Healing for the Ages was created. And while you're hearing MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, and waiting on administrations to do that, and clean up your Tylenol bottle.
Make yourself healthy.
You are able to create a healthier environment in your own home.
And Dr. Artis, I want to thank you personally also because since you taught me about nicotine, I have not had a single day of sickness since learning about nicotine. I've had, at times, mild symptoms beginning to come on, usually after being around people who are shedding or something. Mm-hmm. And between nicotine or chlorine dioxide or just other simple practices, everything gets knocked out. If I knew what I knew now back during the COVID years, man, I mean, we could have helped even more people. But right now, and Dr. Artis, again, you're helping so many people. All of you are helping so many people. And I want to show the screen of all four of our guests, please, because I want our audience to pay attention here. Look at these four amazing people. They are healthy. They are joyful. They are happy. They are rich with knowledge. They are the wealthiest human beings that you will ever see. Notice I did not invite on a minister of health who's cancer ridden with an obesity problem, right? So and I'm not trying to judge people who have a weight issue. I did in my past as well. We can all get over that. But I want to say, if you're watching this and you want to look healthy and feel healthy and be joyful, and then you should listen and learn from the people that we have here who are demonstrating that health every single day. And so I just want to thank all of you for your time today. It's an honor to know each and every one of you, and I really appreciate you joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Mike. We love you.
We love you.
We love you all too.
Thanks for the love and trust, Mike. We love you, brother.
Thank you so much. And let me mention to the audience, again, you can go to brightyou.com, register to watch the full course. It's free of charge. I mean, what could be better? It's free. You're going to learn a wealth of information that goes beyond what we could even talk about here today, although we covered a lot. And it all begins streaming on October 4th. So go to brightyou.com. That's the letter U. Sign up for the Healing for the Ages, Make Your Home Healthy Again docuseries or presentation course that is just filled with information. And if you do that, you're going to be a healthier, happier person. You will find a lot more joy and success in your life in whatever your mission happens to be. So, you know, what an incredible interview. I love those people. And I've lived this lifestyle of having clean foods and ultra clean personal care products and a clean home. I've lived this for 25 years. And I've taken all that knowledge and put it into the formulations of the products and solutions that we offer to you at healthrangerstore.com. So as you're on this journey of cleaning up your home, when you want ultra clean laundry detergent, ultra clean automatic dishwasher detergent, just meticulously formulated. When you want clean personal care products, no synthetic fragrance whatsoever. We don't use any of that garbage, no polysorbate 80, no garbage in any of our products. Check out healthrangerstore.com, and there you'll see that we have everything from deodorant, which is a magnesium and sodium bicarbonate or baking soda deodorant. We've got nutritional supplements. We've got body wash, soaps. We've got toothpaste that if you look at the ingredients and the formulations, you will absolutely love them. So if you really want to pursue a clean lifestyle, I mean, our slogan for the store is healing the world with clean foods. We believe in clean foods and clean personal care products and clean cosmetics and so much more, clean laundry detergents. Why would you wash your laundry in toxic cancer-causing chemicals and then wear that? You know, I mean, look here. Here, right here on my screen right now, here's like our colloidal silver mouthwash. Look at the ingredients on this. You'll be amazed because it's truly all natural. And the colloidal silver itself is made with Texas rainwater. So when you want to transition or enhance this lifestyle of living a clean life, getting away from all the toxins that are in the personal care products and the cleaners and, you know, the foods and all that other garbage, then check out healthrangerstore.com. And if you go there, you'll see, look, we've got categories. Look, right now, I'm going to click here. You got home. If you go under the home category right here, you have water filters and air filters and all these amazing products. Here's the laundry detergent, you know, nut milk bags for the kitchen, etc. Clean soap, clean, you know, bug spray made with essential oils, etc. We don't use toxic cancer-causing chemicals. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And you'll be glad you did. And this will help you pursue a healthier, cleaner life with extraordinary results. So thanks for watching today. And again, be sure to sign up for the course at brightyou.com. Make your home healthy again. And then finally, when you want to check out ingredients, go to brightyou.ai and you can ask Enoch about any ingredient, any chemical, any herb, any food, any nutrient. It knows all of that because it's highly, highly trained on that information. So check that out at brightyou.ai. And thank you for watching today. Take care.
Hawaiian astaxanthin enhances strength, endurance, and vitality. Lab tested for purity and free from China-sourced materials. Experience nature's ultimate antioxidant now at healthrangerstore.com.